they get overlooked and kind of just like, you know, regular women activities. But Chaperone really makes a statement and really makes it so obvious and aware that she is standing on business and she is has this creative output and outflow within her fashion, within her music, within her core of being, that she, what she stands for, who she is, and her creative capacity is just so limitless. And I have to applaud her for that. It's just so amazing. And you know, like, I think just being a part of the queer community myself, it definitely is so amazing to see a woman like her being so amazing, beautiful, stunning, and gorgeous. And it really inspires me to, you know, connect with that aspect of my life and just continuously breaking boundaries and not labeling myself and kind of just moving forward into this kind of unknown space that is sometimes really scary to step into and quite daunting and a little nerve-wracking to kind of think about and be a part of. But artists like Chaperone and the representation she stands for and just the seeing artists like her win such prestigious events and awards really helps, I think, a lot of women who see themselves in Chaperone and see themselves as a part of the queer community and just kind of seeing what other possibilities are there and that exist in so many different spaces. And Chaperone's kind of really taking a step into that spotlight for other individuals that feel the same or have the same sort of similarities or perspectives, which I think is just so powerful. Like, I love good representation in media and in the mainstream world, because I think representation is so important to see people who look like you, act like you in media, and kind of reaffirming that it is possible for you to be in those spaces. Like, it's so important for so many individuals to see themselves in what they enjoy in a profession or in a field that everyone is capable of being in. But if you don't see yourself or people that look like you in that specific area, it's hard to imagine a world where that is your reality. You know, it's kind of hard, or I don't know. Anyway, that's just my two piece about it. And I think that, you know, Chaperone is here, I am here, we're all here to tell you that it's okay to be you. I'm so proud of you for having the capacity to identify or love whoever, or be whoever, or, you know, like, I think stepping outside of labels and boxes that society likes to put on us is so helpful. For at least it was helpful for my mental health and, you know, life, to just understand that you don't have to subscribe to those specific boxes and you don't have to be labeled in any specific way if that's not how you identify or feel. And nobody else has to believe you. You don't have to prove yourself. You don't have to align with anyone specifically. You are the only person that needs to believe you, and that's all that really matters, as long as you feel affirmed by your decisions and your perspective. No one else has to reaffirm that for you. I mean, obviously it feels nice, like and it also, like, there are so many people that are similar to you, and you just have to find those people and they're out there and they're here and they're artists. I'm here. Like, you know, like, you can be accepted. You are accepted. I accept you. Chapel Roan accepts you. Like, and you, the most importantly though, you need to accept yourself. And that's like the first kind of step into walking into untraditional territory. Anyway, that was a long discussion. I feel very passionate about this specific topic, most likely because, you know, being a queer individual who doesn't subscribe to labels or boxes, like, I feel very passionate about kind of assisting in other people who may feel similarly. So yeah, just you know, like, no one has to believe you. You just have to believe you. Anyway, on to some more Chapel Roan. We're going to listen to some more Chapel Roan. I'm going to come back and then I'm going to talk about the Super Bowl halftime show featuring Kendrick Lamar, because it was epic. It was awesome. For now, here is Pink Pony Club, which was performed at the Grammys by Chapel Roan, and it was fantastic. It was stunning. So we're all going to listen to Pink Pony Club, and, you know, it's awesome. Listen to it. It's great. Anyway, here is Pink Pony Club by Chapel Roan.
Where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. If Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. On my mind, and mama, every Saturday I can hear your southern draw a thousand miles away saying, God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong.
I'm gonna keep on dancing. This world were mine.
Hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. Fa, 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 fa. Hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. This a bop, do your dance, let them watch. She a fan, he a flop, they just wanna kumbaya, nah.
This world, concrete, flowers grow. Heartache, she only do what she know. Weekends, get it popping on the low.
If it was up to me, I wouldn't give it nobody's no sympathy. I'll take away the pain, I'll give you everything.
I just wanna see when, wanna see
if this world were mad.
Concrete flowers grow, heartache, she only doing what she know.
Weekends get it poppin' on the low. Better days coming for sure.
If it was up to me, I wouldn't give it nobody no sympathy. I take away the pain, I give you everything. I just wanna see you win, wanna see you.
If this world
I can't lie, I trust you, I love you. I won't waste your time, I turn it off just so I can turn you on. I'ma make you say it loud. I'm not even tripping, I won't stress you out. I might even settle down for you. I'ma show you I'm a pro. I'ma take my time and turn it off just so I can turn you on, baby.
Weekends get popping on the low. Better days coming for sure.
I know you're coming for.
Woman.
Gorgeous, stunning, amazing. That was just Luther by Kendrick Lamar on his newest album, GNX. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University, and you are listening to Raccoon City here every Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie. And, sorry, not to mention featuring SZA, one of my all-time favorite artists of all time, who got to play the Super Bowl this year halftime show with Kendrick Lamar. Amazing, stunning, gorgeous. I have a few things to say about the Super Bowl halftime show because I love SZA so much, and I also love Kendrick. I saw him and SZA both live in 2022 or 2023, either one. I have to talk fast because I don't have much time before I have to go, so... First, I wanted to talk about this because I see online through like different conversations that a lot of what Kendrick was saying and performing got missed by many viewers. I just wanted to explain my perspective of the performance, and I think the performance was incredibly powerful and unique. There was a lot of symbolism and messaging within the performance that highlighted a lot of interesting contrasts and dynamics. For example, every single one of the background dancers of Kendrick's halftime performance was dressed in blue, red, and white, making the American flag cover colors. However, this American flag, American symbolism contrasted with the baggy pants and sweaters and outfits worn by the dancers, which is very popular in a lot of the 70s, 80s streetwear within the hip-hop scene, which was historically seen as inappropriate or too casual. This is a really interesting contrast, as the Super Bowl is as a performance is quite a prestigious, high-viewed event. To deliberately have the dancers in the streetwear clothing makes this a super interesting contrast and statement about the Super Bowl and the traditional American values that contrast with the performance and the performer. I know these symbolisms and messages were strategically placed within the performance, and I know that there are so many more just absolutely fantastic kind of like Easter eggs and like performance contrasts within the performance that I think a lot of people overlooked. And if you get it, you get it. Like, it's kind of like the girls that get it, and the girls that don't, you know? Like, if you understand Kendrick, you understand what he stands for, you understand the values of him performing at the Super Bowl. And Kendrick's and SZA's halftime performance was one of the most viewed halftime performances of all time. So people kind of saying that it was boring or it wasn't a Super Bowl performance is completely wrong, because it was the most viewed performance. Also, I think representation of having Kendrick Lamar and SZA and all of the background dancers as their, like, as the main focus of the halftime performance was huge for representation in African-American communities and areas. Seeing yourself and believing in yourself by seeing people who look like you on stage during such a prestigious event is so important for individuals to feel like they have the capacity to be a part of such an amazing prestigious event. And historically, I don't feel that the representation was quite as impactful as Kendrick's performance, and I think having such blatant contrasts and representation of the outfits, representation of the people, representation of the music, representation of everything that Kendrick kind of stands for in a lot of his music, infiltrated into the performance, made it so much more valuable to me, and I think valuable to a lot of the watchers and listeners. If you didn't understand what Kendrick was saying or what the symbolism behind the messages behind the performance was, that's fine. You can watch it again. It's on YouTube, and do some research and look into it. It's totally cool to rewatch and to relearn and to unlearn and to really hear and see what the performance was about. Also, I love SZA. SZA's amazing. She did such a good job. Her vocals were amazing. Everyone loves her. I love her. I just love SZA. I think she's so amazing and cool and awesome. And I think her performance was absolutely stunning. She's such an amazing vocalist. And I have no other words than that was stunning and congratulations. Anyway, I gotta go. I literally have to run. I'm out of time. I'm all out of time. And I want to play some really awesome songs before I go because... I don't know. I'm feeling like giving you guys a little treat, giving you guys a little fun, little amazing vocal song before I go. So that's what I'm going to do. And it's 5 minutes long. I'm about to play Sarah McLachlan's song Witness. It's one of my favorite songs by Sarah McLachlan. She is such an amazing, stunning, gorgeous Canadian artist. And I think she's just such an amazing vocalist, and I think it's just so stunning. So I'm going to play her song. It's 5 minutes long, and it's stunning. There's a few things I want you to pay attention to. One, the vocals. Gorgeous. Two, the instrumentals. Amazing guitar, amazing strings, amazing beats, just all around stunning. And then three, the lyricism. Just so deep, so eccentric, amazing. Okay, anyway, tune in next week, Tuesday, 12 to 1, to hear more of my voice and more amazing, amazing music and tunes and awesome stuff. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and stick around because there's so much more amazing music and up-and-coming shows coming up next. So here is Witness by Sarah McLachlan. Bye!
Make me a witness. Take me out of darkness, out of doubt. A won't weigh you down with good intention. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. See you all next week. Bye.
Curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.